Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile listening. Good morning.
WRWR357.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile monitoring.
WRAS 504.
Good morning. You sounded really good into the machine. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Thanks, sir. Appreciate the comeback. WRAS 504. Change channel for a while.
Very welcome. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. Thank you. WFTW 226, Mile and Strength. WRVG 374 monitoring. RWS 538 monitoring.
Are you Dan? Are you Dan?
WSBW 226 monitoring.
WSAG 266 portable.
Go ahead, 266.
Good morning, Jack, Doug, and Carol. How are you doing today?
Very good, sir. How about you?
Well, pretty good. Just got off the mower and the afternoon picking up mowing the yard after all the rain and kind of enjoying the cooler weather.
It is a little bit cooler, which is good. I don't have to sweat too much and deal with the hot weather over 85 degrees, that's for sure. How's everything there?
Everything is green here, doing real well. My spare time trying to put up a different antenna outside of GMRS, but I'm haven't quite figured out how I'm going to hang it. The thing is, the total is about 280 foot long, but it's going to be put up in a loop, and I'm trying to figure out how to get it put up. My biological towers / trees aren't cooperating with me. It's just in the wrong spot, and I got to continue to try to figure it out.
I see what you're saying. I ran into the same problem. I couldn't figure it out, but I just left it. I can't even get I've got one space. One station, I cannot get it. Because that was the computer. Because it's pretty blocking my antenna. But the rest of it, I can get. Yeah, you got to have a few, size it up really good, you know. Make sure no trees are on. Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I gotta have the trees to get them up in the air. And the one I've got now is it's a wire antenna. It's 40 foot in the air at the feed end and goes down to about 30 on the other end, and it's 95 foot. The other thing I'm looking at is hanging another wire. I think it's 100 foot. For a short wave, and I'm kind of want to get that in the air too. So I got plenty of antenna, wire antenna projects that I'm looking at.
And that's for sure. Yeah. Well, I'm on my destination. I said it a little short because I'm on my destination right now. Good talking to you and good to hear from you. This is WIUG 488.
Yeah, thanks for the contact and have a great day, Jack. Always good hearing you out there. We'll talk to you soon. WSAG 26 and monitoring.
Station 218, a station out there, 218, WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear.
WSAY 919.
Go ahead, 919. Station 919. I don't know, maybe you're on a walkie-talkie and moving around, but you don't sound good. You're cutting off. Roger. I heard nothing back on 919 station. This is WIUG 488 clear.
WRCY 565, this is 504. What's up, Donald? Yeah, I sure do. Yeah, I missed that. There was a lot of static came in out during some of the call sign, but I did hear you passed. Got your ticket, so that's cool. Glad to hear it. Congratulations. Think I got it. No, actually I don't. try again. Keep swishing in and out.
Okay. I don't know what frequency you guys are supposed to be on, but one of you is on 575 on the output, and the other one's on 675 on the repeater.
WSDW364 on the east side repeater. Thought I'd give you guys a shout if there's any repeater admins out there. Looks like the Detroit 625 has been down for like 2 days. If you guys want to work. WSDW364, I'm clear.
Give me 2 minutes, it'll be up.
Oh, no problem. Just thought I'd let you guys know. I'm usually over by that end of town, but I was working here today on the east side, so I thought I'd shout out to you.
All right, I just turned it off, so I'm going to give it a 30 seconds, turn it back on, so it should be back in a minute or so.
Awesome. Yeah, well, I got you on the radio here. Thank you very much for your job on this excellent repeater system. I think it's doing a great thing for the GMRS community, and hopefully it'll get some people in ham. I know it's definitely getting me interested.
It's being stubborn.
All right, I'm going to hop back in the truck, get on the road, head home. This is WSDW364, and I'm clear.
Testing Detroit, test 123.
Weapon in Sheboygan.
Hello, Bob. All right, yeah, somebody just told me that Detroit's been down. Like, first I knew. Anyhow, should be back up now. I'm on it right now. So if you're hearing me, we're working. WRUU850.
Roger that. Thank you again, sir. WRZP544.
WR357.
WSAY 919.
Station 919, WRUG 48, go ahead.
Sounds like I got you back from earlier. I'm checking out this new Midland antenna.
It was sounding good. Is that the Magnum out?
This is the shorter, stubbier one that's supposed to be a higher gain than the one that comes in the kit. So, busted the one that was on the truck that came in the kit. See how this one goes.
This one, it's got a little bit of crackling, a little bit to it. I just heard it, so it might need the long one. Or what kind of radio do you have?
It's MXT 275 from Midland.
Handheld or mobile?
This is the mobile one with the little mini base station.
It sometimes comes in with a Magnum mount, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, so you need a little bit better antenna than what you have there. I mean, I have what I'm talking about right now. I have the antenna, the Magnum mount. If you want a Magnum mount and an antenna, the one I'm talking about right now. But I'm driving, so if you want, when I get there to the destination, I will call you back if you like.
Yeah, that'd be fine. Looks like I'm hitting the Mayville 600. That's what I'm on right now for that channel. And was wondering, when did they put that up, do you know?
The Mayville repeater was there about 3 months ago.
Very good. Yeah, I was waiting for something. I heard rumors of Cass City getting something, but this one isn't too bad at all.
It used to be different numbers over there, but now this Mayville repeater is 550. It's not 600. The 600 is the one bound. It's a single repeater. It's by the airport on 94. Roger. I know you're new for GMRS. But if you go, I can give you the website you go, and I tell you all the repeaters is connected together. Roger.
Yeah, very good. I have my GMRS account, and it looks like it shows two, 550 and 600. But nonetheless. Happy to see something out there.
You got a pen and paper? I'll give you this website. It'll explain everything. MI8.systems with an S. It'll be MI8.systems. You do that, and you'll see the repeater, and the repeater you are on. And also you can tell you're talking on that repeater too.
Yeah, I went ahead and put that down. I'll give it a look and see what I can see on there. I'll be clear after this last. Appreciate the information.
Hopefully no problem anytime. My name is Jack, by the way, and I'm WIUG 48. Anytime you need help on the antenna or radio, I have no problem at all. WIUG, 48, clear.
WSDJ 347, monitoring the channel.
Testing, I'm trying to see if my radio is working.
WSDJ 347, your radio is working.
WSDP 598, thank you.
How's this radio sound?
Sounds fair. Sounds very good.
Thank you. WSDJ 347 monitoring.
WRZP 544, Sheboygan County, Bob, monitoring the frequency.
WSDJ 347. How about it, Sheboygan Bob? You got a copy?
Roger that. WRZP 544. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. How you doing today?
Any better, it'd probably be illegal. The sun is shining, and I am upright, Roger.
Roger that. You have a good evening. WSDJ 347, standing by.
Enjoy your evening, sir. Take care. WICP 544, clear, monitor.
WRYZ421.
Young 902 radio check, please.
The radio check sounding good. WIUG 48.
Okay, Jack, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hope your day's going well. WSBM 993 clear, monitoring.
Buddy, anytime. WIUG 48 clear.
WLKF 941, this is WLKF. WRKF 941, this is WRKF.
WRKS 941, responding. URKS 941, reaching out to 939. WRKS 941, reaching out to 939. You out there? WRKS 941, clear.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
Station 847, a station out there, 847, WIUG 488, copy. WSTI 847, WSTI 847, this is WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear. Station 983, station 983, WIUG 488, copy. WIUG 488, clear. For station 993, station 993. WIUG 488, copy.
488 WSBM 993, go ahead, Jack.
How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, doing pretty well. Just hanging in there, just out for a little nightly drive right now. Not really doing too much at the moment, but just taking a little ride or whatever. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How's the weather by you, and where are you at?
I'm located in Saginaw, Michigan. Weather here is kind of cool. You know, just kind of cool, a little breezy tonight. Kind of laid back, nothing, you know, too extravagant. But it's pretty okay, you know, kind of cooler.
Yeah, over here, same thing. It's very cool here. Wind is blowing a little bit and making it very cool in Rochester Hills. Roger?
Roger that. Yep, you're sounding real good tonight yourself. Full quieting. Hopefully I'm making it in okay as well.
You're making it really good, the driving. With that antenna he got out there, he got a good antenna out there. Roger?
Just using that cheap Bofang radio with just the regular standard antenna that came with it. Nothing real fancy.
I see. What I want you to do, back up a little bit from the mic. Roger.
Yeah, I backed up a little bit further from the mic. Does that sound better?
It's a lot better, understandable, 100%. Roger.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm on a microphone. Not the microphone that's built in on the radio, but I'm on another, just a plug-in microphone that plugs in to the radio.
Which is, it makes a lot different when you got a mic out there, different mic, it makes a lot of different. I got the same thing, you know, with that Bofang. I have Retrieve's, I don't know if you ever heard Retrieve's mics or not, but that's what I have on my Bofang.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm going to be purchasing a mobile unit here probably this coming month, September, probably going to be purchasing that DV20G like what you got for a mobile unit, and probably start using that probably in the vehicle.
You'll see a lot of different, believe me. You will see a lot of different, and this is that This is what I am right now on my DB20G. And you know what? It's not even on high power. It's on medium power. And look, it's sounding really good. But I just...
WSBM 993 for radio ID.
Yeah, no problem. Well, good talking to you. We'll talk to you some other time. Don't worry, anytime you like. And catch you a little bit. Have a good evening, by the way. WIUG, great age, clear.
Indeed, Jack. You have a great night as well.
WSBM
993 is clear and monitoring.
WSBL 938 monitoring. Just standing outside, was listening to coyotes out in the back field, just seeing if anybody's on before I go to bed.
All's well in Shepherd. WSBY 438.
WSBY 676, standing by.
WRZG 374. Speaking out there, 734, go ahead. Yeah, I'm just testing some radios, trying to see if I can get through, and sounds like I am. And what is your location? This is WRUG 48, copy. Yeah, I'm in Grosse Pointe Woods, trying to hit the, I'm on the Mount Clemens repeater, but I was trying to hit the Detroit, and was just struggling with it for some reason, and usually I hit it really well. This is Anthony.
I Anthony, how you doing? This is Jack. Anthony, what you do is 625 is the Detroit repeater. The Sam PL, 141, just like Mount Clemens. Roger.
Yep, I got you. I got a program. I got all of them programmed in my radio. I was just messing around, showing a friend how it works. So we were reprogramming some radios and just wanted to get in and see if anybody was out there listening.
No problem. I'm listening. Anyhow, you have a good evening. You're sounding good in Rochester Hills. WRUG 48.
Thanks, Jack. Have a good night. 374.
WSTI 847. WSTI 847. WRUG 48, copy. And do it again. WSTI 847. WSTI 847. 48, copy. IUG 48, clear.
WIUG 488, WRNW 329.
IUG 48, go ahead. Hello, Tim.
How you doing, Jack? You're up a little late tonight. You're rambling the speaker there a little earlier.
Yeah, not much else to do except watch TV and all that good stuff. I tried to contact Ohio, and it's very clear sky out there today, and I don't know why nobody answering out that way.
Copy, yeah, it's clear skies the last couple of nights, even early mornings, crystal clear, so it should be good for getting a little skip on that signal there.
Yeah, that's for sure. I'm going to try tomorrow morning about 6:30 and see what happens.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm usually monitoring it early about 5 to 5:30. Pretty quiet. I hear a few guys on some of the 2-meter heading to work. That's about it. Other than that, it's pretty quiet early in the morning.
I was on 10 meters just now, about an hour ago. Nobody was out there except one station, and I went on 20 meters, There's about 6-7 people out there joining me. One of them from New Jersey, and the other one was from California. They were talking together. And I went on 40 meters. It's about 3 stations out that way. But they all don't speak English.
Hey, I copy that. I haven't turned my AGF radio on for a little while. Maybe tomorrow I could try it and see what's going on out there. I don't know. I guess it's probably early morning or just before dark is the best time.
Oh, yeah, the best thing early morning, about 5:30 in the morning, always maybe till about 8:30, because that's what I usually do. Back then in 83, I usually turn it on and hear that 40 meter out that way. There was a lot of stations out that way, too. And, you know, 20, I just went on 20 today. And it was about 3-4 people, like I was telling you about. 10 meter was hardly anybody. All they can hear Morse code out that way.
Yeah, copy that. Yeah, maybe I'll try it out tomorrow. And I haven't been on it much lately. I'm always busy doing something. Right now, I'm just trying to wind it down, I guess, get ready for another day. Over.
Best thing to do, get ready for another hour. I just
try to get a little rest for it. Charge your old battery up so I can burn a little energy. At least they need enough to get to work anyway and get home.
Hey, you gotta make that dollar. Otherwise, anything not good at all. Roger.
Yeah, I'll try to get what I can get. Make it happen, I guess. All right, Jack, we'll cut it loose to figure out how much you heard out there a little earlier. So you get a little rest. Nice dog, you have yourself a fine evening. Hopefully a better day tomorrow. There. Over.
Always good talking to you. You take care. And you're going to have a good evening and better day tomorrow. Drive safe tomorrow morning to work and come back home. I'll talk to you a little bit later. WIUG 48.
Jack, I appreciate it. Have a good one. This is WRNW 329. Very clear.
Station out there calling.